here with me, enjoying this and loving this worship.
Happy New Year, Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
In actual fact, it's not the Daily Devotional. I got that wrong, so I do apologise about that. It is, in fact, the Hour One Nugget. And we're looking, indeed, at 1 Peter and Chapter 1. And we're looking at 24, and I'm going to run into 25 because they go together. And also, it means that tomorrow, on tomorrow's programme, we're into Chapter 2. So we've completed Chapter 1 of 1 Peter. And I think you'll agree with me, it's been power-packed. It says this, the scriptures say, people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers and the flower fades. Peter right here is actually quoting scripture. And I believe that comes from the Psalms. I'll check that out a little bit later on, but I think it comes from the Psalm. But he's quoting scripture here for a reason. Because just before that, he had said, for you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living word of God. And he's going on to say, look, people in general are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers and the flower fades. But do you know what? You're not going to fade because you're born again. And your life is going to be forever and ever and ever. He's just said that in verse 23. People are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers and the flower fades. That's what happens to people. People in general I'm talking about. Not those people that have been born again of the Spirit of God, but people in general. I can never ever understand how someone can be standing at a graveside saying goodbye to a loved one, and yet they have no faith in God, and therefore they are saying goodbye for the final time. Because they know in their hearts they're never going to see that person again. Why? Because there is nothing after death. And they can stand at the graveside and they can weep and they can grieve. Genuine grief, genuine weeping. But they know they're never going to see that person again because there is nothing. That's what they believe. I can't understand that, beloved. I can't understand how we can look at a scripture like this and then think, you know what, this is so true. It is not true for you. It is not true for me. People are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers and the flower fades. That is not true for you or for me. That is true for people who do not know the resurrecting power of the Lord Jesus Christ. People who do not know the saving grace of our Lord. But look again at verse 25. Verse 25 says this. But the word of the Lord remains forever. Beloved, what does Peter mean when he says the word of the Lord remains forever? I'll tell you. He goes on to tell you. And that word is the good news that was preached to you. That word of God, is the good news that was preached to you. Now, Peter here is saying you've heard the word of God. You've heard the good news. That's what it is. The thing is, are you going to believe it or are you going to dump it in the bin? And that's what happens with some people. They will hear the word of God. They will hear it regularly, on a regular basis. But it has no effect on them. And Jesus bought a story about that, if you will. That the farmer is sowing his seed, and some of that seed falls on stony ground. It's on a ground made of tarmac, if you will. If you chuck seed onto a tarmac, what's going to happen to it? It's going to get blown away by the wind. And some of that seed is planted in very, very shallow earth, if you will. And along come the birds, and they peck it up, and that seed is gone. But some of that wonderful seed, that rich word of God, that rich preaching, if you will, gets planted in very deep soil, and it sprouts, and it bears fruit. So people hear the word of God, beloved. I believe that before the end comes, every single person will have heard the word of God. And every single person in this world will have had the opportunity to actually respond to his word. They have that opportunity. They hear the word of God and they either act on it or they don't. As I've just said, it goes on to stony ground. No one bothers to listen. That person says, no, this isn't for me. I don't believe that. I think that's complete rubbish. Somebody else might hear that word and they say, yeah, there's some meaning in that, I guess. But they continue to live their life the way they were. But then there are the people that hear the word and they go, yeah, this is right. This is absolutely bang on. You know, this is life-changing. I know this. This is life-changing to me. Yes, I will invite the Lord Jesus Christ into my heart and into my life. And I will worship him and adore him, and I will continue on that pathway for the rest of my life. That seed is buried in wonderful, rich, deep soil, beloved. And fruit comes from it. But even when that rich soil receives the grain, I know this. And I want you to be very aware of this, because I believe you're listening to this broadcast and you have received the word of God, and you are like that rich soil buried deeply, and you are sprouting forth fruit. But this is the word I believe God has for you today. Beware. Beware, because your tree that is starting to sprout could get diseased because you listen to what you shouldn't be listening to. You watch what you shouldn't be watching. You hear that which you shouldn't be hearing. You follow a life and a style that you shouldn't be following. And because of that, that beautiful fruit that is sprouting can become damaged. And so therefore, you need to do something about it. And a farmer would do something about it. What a farmer would do is he would get insecticide and he would start spraying. Beloved, I believe that you and I, as born again, God-loving, God-fearing, if you will, Christians, we need to be sprayed with insecticide every so often. I know this. I know this to be true in my life. And I pray in Jesus' name that every time I need it, the Lord God Almighty would come and spray insecticide over my life whenever he deems it necessary, because I believe that my Lord and my Father is the farmer. Spray me with your insecticide, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. And that word is the good news that was preached to you. That word, beloved, is not just the good news, I would say it was the great news that was preached to you. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that as we listen to your word, our lives are changed, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name that every time you need to, you come along with your insecticide and you spray us, Father, to heal us of the damage that the fruit has. I pray that now in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen and amen. We're going to continue worshiping now, beloved. Isn't it great? We are on chapter 2 of 1 Peter on tomorrow's program. This is Hillsong and glorify your name. Heavenly Father, you